This is the All Things Nerd Podcast, Season 4, Episode 23. On tonight's cast, we talk about SpaceX supersuits. Well, how they're made by a guy that makes superhero suits. We also are going to discuss meat vending machines and a most excellent message to the San Dimas High grads, and how black nitrogen sent the periodic table up in a topsy-turvy. That and much, much more. And as always, here's the intro. Hello to all the geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados. This is Mess 5150. Do not adjust your screens. Do not get perplexed, wondering what the heck happened. Where's the guy that had the beard? I have changed my face because I'm going back to work tomorrow, so I'm clean shaven. So yes, I am Mess 5150, welcoming you back to another episode of the All Things Nerd Podcast, recorded live every Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific time and 11 p.m. Eastern on Twitch, twitch.tv/ Malice Corp. So join us every week Friday live to be a part of the podcast. As always, we like to start this show out with a little thing that we call getting your geek on. Ain't nobody got time for that. Getting your geek on is the stuff that we've been doing for the last week to kill the time, to check out things that we haven't seen before, things that were interesting, reading, playing, watching, anything. My personal geek out has been, I finally got it. I got the child Build-A-Bear, so the baby Yoda Build-A-Bear. I spent 3.5 hours online in a digital line to buy this bear. Well, it wasn't a bear, it's a baby Yoda, but I got it. This was the third time it went on sale. It keeps selling out. I was motivated. I was for sure to get it, and And then Build-A-Bear showed me the price tag, and I was like, holy crap, how's this thing keep selling out? A $65 bear. Is what it ended up coming out to cost. That's been my geek out. So
that's the reason why he's got to go back to work.
Yeah, that's why I'm clean shaven. Is I'm going back to work tomorrow, and the masks get itchy. And with a 3-month-old at home, I don't want to not wear a mask when I'm dealing with people face to face. Let's talk about who else is here on the cast. We also have our co-host, who you heard once before, and that is Mr. Masonic Vader. What have you been geeking out on, sir?
Oh, it's been a slow geek week. It's been pretty low key. My son and I have gotten into G.I. Joe season 2.0, getting ready to see the G.I. Joe movie. So, that's about it.
Nothing exciting.
Wait, the cartoon movies or the
yeah. So okay. So we started watching the original 85, 86. We're in the second season. And as soon as second season's done, now you can watch. Then we'll be able to watch the 86 cartoon movie. That went to straight to cassette tape.
Oh, no, I'm cool. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't the live action G.I. Joe movies. Those things were gone.
No, we've seen that one too.
Yeah, don't. But yeah, that should stay away from. That should be part of the stay away from geek out. Don't watch those.
Even just if you as have long as them. You edit out the Channing Tatum. That's why number two is better than number one. You get him for 5 minutes, and then you get The Rock to save the day. There you go.
I guess. Rock saves everything. Also joining us on the cast, we have back his bi-weekly appearance. Nudie Rudy joins us on the cast. How are you, sir? What have you been geeking out on?
Doing well. Glad to be back. Been geeking out like last time I was on with the Final Fantasy VII Remake. Still playing the crap out of that. I've beaten the storyline and doing all the post-game extra stuff, which Final Fantasy is always, of course, famous for. Always a lot of deep content in the Final Fantasy games. So enjoying the crap out of that. Watching Preacher still, down to the very final episode of the entire series. So have that one waiting for me. Yeah. And started watching Doom Patrol. Figured why not? Looked kind of fun.
Doom Patrol is so great.
It is. HBO Max, it was quite a bit better than I expected it to be.
It's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
So is everything else in the DC channel, apparently. Yeah,
anything WB, DC, HBO.
Well, not Titans or Teen Titans. Oh. Or Titans may go on to HBO Max. So.
All right, Mess just burst my bubble.
Well, the Teen Titans cartoon is on there. I saw
Teen Titans the cartoon. Yeah,
I'll watch the cartoon.
The new you know what, for HBO Max. Just one more little geek out thing for HBO Max. The new Looney Tunes cartoons that are done in the old style are fantastic.
I started watched them. Yeah, I mean the only thing I was missing was good old Mel Blanc, but other than that, yeah, it was good. It was really. I was surprised. I watched it for some nostalgia factor, just to see how bad they ruined our childhoods and all. But
they've done a really good job with them. So,
So really quick before we jump to the next person, I just want to get something because there's a lot of stuff in the chat room. Let's see, Jack Mouse has been geeking out on World of Warships because they have submarines now. El Oni made a pie for Malice's, but they can't hang out, whatever that means. Ken 691, he's been geeking out on Tool, Warehouse 13, Civilization 6, and Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Ricky Venus is Becky, new movie on Netflix is entertaining, and also she mentions that Doom is good. I did want to throw in the fact that I did be able to see Space Force, and that was hilarious.
Jack Malice really talked about how great that was, our producer. Also joining us on the cast, we have, as Masonic Vader likes to call him, Raider. I just call him Nick. He's back. What you been geeking out on, Nick?
Yeah, I've been binging this show that I don't know why I didn't watch it sooner due to it's just right up my alley comedically, but Community. Came out in 2009. Never watched it. Binging it, loving it. Can't believe I didn't watch it when it came out because it came out like 10 years ago. But amazing. Love it. I hear that seasons like 5 and 6 aren't that great, but I'm going to watch it all the way through.
Oh, yeah. They were trying to do 6 seasons in a movie was their whole thing the entire time. Bearded Master brought up last week because that's what Jack Malice's geek out was watching Community, was that it's had this new resurgence with being on Netflix, that it just like everybody is all of a sudden watching Community, even though it's been out forever.
Well, we got to watch something. It's not like we could do much.
Well, here's the funny thing about how Netflix is resurging stuff right now is people are stuck at home. So when Community came out, it was like number one watched on Netflix for that first week. It came back onto Netflix a few weeks ago. I saw yesterday that Clueless is back on Netflix and it's number 3 watched on Netflix, the most watched thing. So people are, Netflix is really re-kicking things off for things.
I think Avatar is getting one of the biggest Netflix bumps of anything too. People are really getting into that.
Yeah, Avatar, I'm not surprised.
I remember when Avatar was first coming off of Netflix, like I rushed to finish it because I knew it was going off of Netflix. So it's been 5-6 years minimum since it's been back on Netflix. So it's been a while.
Mad Men's going off the 10th too. Get it on while you can.
I got to binge that last season then. Lastly, joining us on the cast, we have Super Hoovy and Freak. What have you been geeking out on?
Watch the last, I know it's old and it's cheesy and I don't care, it's the show I grew up on, but it was the last season or the last 8 episodes, I guess, of the last season of Fuller House. So I watched that. We did a Netflix party watch with my friend of mine in Michigan, and we watched it together. And so it was kind of fitting. I watched it as a child. That was the show I grew up on, that Boy Meets World, Family Matters. So I parted with it as a child and now I get to part with them as adults. So it was bittersweet. I mean, the show is super cheesy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this is like Oscar worthy or anything like that, Emmy worthy, but it was nostalgic. It was fun. The casting was good. They handled some really good topics in there, it's that same vibe from the 90s. And then I started 2 episodes of The Witcher, and then I'm also splitting that with finally watching Justified all the way through. So I've seen episodes throughout the seasons, and I really like the show, so now I'm going to watch it all start to finish. So
on the nostalgia factor of Fuller House, saying that it's really throws back to how it was in the 90s and stuff, do they have their Saturday morning episodes or Saturday morning special episodes of, like, drugs and
God.
Because it's not a 90s sitcom without, like, you know, Punky Brewster having finding her friend doing hide and seek in a refrigerator or something. So they got to have those type of episodes for Fuller House.
They have other ones. Yeah, I don't remember anything about drugs, but I'm actually going to rewatch it all the way through because it's been a while since I saw the early seasons. But they, you know, they have their customary drinking. There was an episode about alcohol temptation, of course, and lying, you know, and
how amazing that alcohol was.
Yes, exactly.
Probably a college recruitment special in there too.
There was one that made me laugh. If anyone grew up with the show or saw it at all, they had the one episode in the 90s where the middle daughter accidentally drove a car through the kitchen. That was one of the episodes, and so Stephanie they recreated Tanner. That. Yes, her. And so she gets mad and angry in an episode in the last eight, and she goes out to the car in the backyard and goes to drive it, doesn't realize she puts it in reverse and drives straight through it again. And it's like, oh, well, I would like to say that this isn't going to happen again, but I said it when I was eight, and I'm saying it when I'm 28, so who knows, we'll be here in another 20 years.
El queso es viejo y prutido. ¿Dónde está el sanatorio?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You switched over your vocalizations. That's why it went Spanish all of a sudden.
She was talking about old and cheesy. I hear old and cheesy. That line always just comes to me.
We are the Twitch queso. Mundo.
Queso.
Queso. Con queso.
Okay, moving on.
Encino Man. Come on, guys.
I know.
Brendan Fraser. Good stuff.
Yes.
Squirrel Boy wants to know why you shaved.
I'm going back. I've explained this. If you were here from the beginning, this is why you have to be.
But we still love you, Squirrel Boy.
We do love you coming back in, Squirrel Boy. I got to go back to work tomorrow, and the masks get itchy, so I'm not going to deal with people with no mask with a 3-month-old at home.
All right, and if you want to go back, he has to go back to work because he stayed in line for 3 hours online to buy a Baby Yoda from Build-A-Bear. Spent all of his money.
Exactly. That's what it is. Or because they told me I have to go back to work, otherwise I won't have a job.
Oh, there's that then, I guess. All right. It's the little things, right?
The little things, just the tiny things. All right. So that's what we've been geeking out on. Now it's time for the big chunk of the show, the main whole shindig. This is the nerd news.
Big Chungus.
So, first nerd news story. SpaceX launched. It had its full actual launch, but what a lot of people were talking about were those sleek astronaut uniforms. Well, it came out that the SpaceX astronaut uniforms were actually designed by Hollywood designer Jose Fernandez, who also designed such great uniforms as Wonder Woman, Captain America, Batman, X-Men, Thor, and Loki for the films. So that's why there's such a sleek little look to them.
Obviously not the bat nipple suit.
No, not that one. But what do you guys think about astronauts are now getting their outfits, their astronaut suits designed by actual Hollywood film designers for
superheroes? Thank goodness it wasn't blue and yellow spandex.
I just know that's my first Excellent. Thought when I'm going up into space is whether or not I look like I'm wearing a cool tuxedo.
It makes sense since they don't have a NASA budget to deal with anymore. They got their own stuff. So why go with the budget when you can go ahead and get the pimped out version, you know?
As long as it's functional, let it be, you know, whatever. Just make it functional, because God forbid we send them up there in a cool, sleek-looking design, and they all die the minute that they hit. You know,
but they look good when they died. You know,
yeah,
yeah. And I think sure they look ridiculous. Like they I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but they just look. They don't look like astronaut suits.
They don't look like astronaut suits.
They're not supposed to. And it
really, to Sarah's point, it looks like if there was a breach in the hull of their ship, that they would be goners.
Yeah, it does.
Because it doesn't look like they're functional.
Well, let's just say there's a lot of things that weren't like original or whatever. I mean, it's totally different from what we're used to, from what space travel was before. I mean, starting off, the ship looked kind of phallic. And then you have the there you go. I used the correct term for that. Yeah, well, it, you know, if you look at some of the blogs, man, the very top of the rocket, kind of looked phallic. Anyways,
okay, so you know, we got the designer of the art for Little Mermaid to design the rocket.
Yeah,
got the designer of space of superhero suits to design the space suits. There we go.
Yes, but then the inside of the cockpit looked awesome. I mean, everything was
that
totally
did
different.
Look this awesome.
This is the new age of space travel. This isn't people lined up in baggy air suits and stuff, you know?
The inside of the cockpit on the phallic missile looked awesome.
You took it there, buddy, not me. Cockpit. You took it there.
Echo Ricky Venus a little bit in the chat room. I mean, who thought the 2020 headline would be astronauts / bringing sexy back? I mean, come on. I mean, 2020, let's just, it's a weird year.
Nick, what would have worked better for you? Would it be little Ralphie from Christmas Story in his starfish suit? Is that what
you're
looking
for? No,
that
wasn't Ralphie. That was his brother.
Sorry, I really don't brother. Like change. I like the astronaut suits that I grew up with. And yes, I agree that there needs to be change and stuff as we get into further space exploration. I know things are eventually going to change, but it just seemed unnecessary. And I think the thing that I least like about it is just the helmet design. I don't like the helmets. Don't like them.
I can see Nick. You damn astronaut, get off my lawn.
I'll shoot you with my Buck Rogers ray gun.
It's like, I think I could design a better
12 hours putting on an astronaut suit, not you guys doing 5 hours.
Next time I'm on the cast, I'll design a helmet of my own, and y'all let me know which one looks better.
Okay. It's probably going to have a big T on the side or some kind of weird single star. He's just literally going to put on a cowboy's helmet. That's what he's going to do. But if you read the article,
fishbowl with a Stetson on top.
If you read the article, though, Elon did mention, or they did mention that in the interview that Elon was particularly found with tuxedos, and he wanted that.
Let me talk about some of the stuff in the chat room. Squirrel Boy Nemo, the sleek uniform is going to look good on Tom Cruise, but you know who's going to look better on? I didn't do it. It's the chat room. Correct answer is Nick Cage.
Going to look Nick Cage.
Chat room did it.
Too
chat
early for it. That.
Cannon Fodder says one step closer to stormtroopers. Ricky Venus said make space sexy again. Eloni says if I ran into aliens or wind up in a wormhole, I'd like to be looking spiffy. and then Nemo asked if the suits are at all functional. I think is the question. Did the suits have any G-force compression built in to deal with the G-forces, or is it just for fashion? I believe they are functional. And then if you heard what Vader said on our last cast, not only for the compression, the suits I think are for it, but they also made the seats personalized to the astronauts for the G-force compression of takeoff.
I thought they were also going to space prom because don't they already have a car up there?
There is a SpaceX car that they launched up. Yeah,
they were going to space prom. They were dressed for the space prom. There you go.
But nobody was okay. Yeah, just they're all going to be wallflowers because they didn't have dates.
There you go.
The quote that you were talking about for the tuxes, Elon Musk kept saying, "Anyone looks better in a tux, no matter what size or shape they are," calling people fat. And when people put this space suit on, he wants them to look better than they did without it, like a tux. You look heroic in it. There's where the design inspiration came from.
I would like to see the designs they're going to have for after this, where they actually like work design, like go take a walk in space designs or something like that. I'm sure it's probably just it's their first design good enough to get up in the space in the ship and everything like that, but probably not the actual like, hey, we got to go do a spacewalk or something like that kind of design, you know?
Mm-hmm. So,
and yeah, they did add flair to Squirrel Boy. Squirrel Boy says, let's be fair, they added the flair to make it sexy. It looks good on advertising. If they want to drive funding, they need to get people talking. They did that. They did a good job with that, actually.
So, I mean, what did you guys think about the factor that it's, you know, it's a Hollywood designer doing it? It's this, it puts the real life superhero into an actual real effect now, as opposed to all these kids, like you said last week, Vader, kids haven't had that I want to be an astronaut, go into space. Now they have that superhero again because this is somebody designed by the outfits, the people that want to be the kids that want to be Captain America and Wonder Woman. Hey, the people that made their outfits made the astronaut suits. Look, it's a real life superhero. You want to be them? You know, that's the aspect that I took to it. I thought it was kind of cool.
I look at it like this. This is their first step to commercializing space travel. And it looks like a suit that you would run into when you go into a high-end hotel or anything like that, or any type of five-star travel, boat, airplane, whatever. They're dressed to impress. I think this is the first step to commercializing space travel. It unfortunately probably won't be in our time that we would be able to afford it, but that's probably what it is.
Speaking of where Nemo says, what the F hotel are you going to?
Space hotels. And speaking of commercializing space travel, I just can't wait to see Virgin Galactic's sexy stewardesses in space. You know, Branson's going to go for it.
Get those together. That'd be awesome. Yeah. I will Virgin definitely sell a kidney for that.
So you can wear one? Oh, Ken, you look great.
So the TV show from HBO is coming about the cruise liner that's in space. Okay. Anybody else have any thoughts? We know Nick doesn't like the suits, and we are going to get a. You're going to give us a design next time you're on cast, Nick.
Yes, I will. Absolutely.
Nick doesn't like it because it doesn't have a silver star on it.
No, I can design a better helmet for sure. I just don't like the helmets. I think that's what it is.
I'm telling you, he's wearing a Dallas Cowboys helmet next week. He's totally going to do it.
Just put a face mask on.
I got a visor you could borrow. I wore one of those when I played football. That's how I got my nickname. So, you know, if you want to borrow it, by all means, they'll make it look spacesuity.
No, it's still going to look like an astronaut. It's not going to be like a football helmet. I just have an idea in my head.
Dak Astrocott. Astronaut. Okay.
I would like to put Dak Prescott up into space without a helmet.
We agree. Nice.
Okay. Moving on to the next story. Didn't think we'd talk about her again for a while or this TV show, but they came out really quick with the answer and thought it was kind of interesting. So Batwoman was left without a lead actress because Ruby Rose exited the show. There's all different types of stuff. It's her saying that she got injured, that she wasn't happy. There's stuff that came up from Variety saying that she just didn't like the writing and peaced out on people. I don't know which one's right, but needless to say, we were trying to figure out what was going to happen with Batwoman. How were they going to continue going with this series? Well, they came out, Entertainment Weekly found out they're not going to recast the character that Ruby Rose played. They're going to just put the mantle on an entirely new character, put out a press release for it, asking for people to try out. So show wasn't the greatest of the CW shows, but what do you guys think about them doing a spin where they're just going to completely replace the character with a new character? It kind of leaves the door open for Ruby Rose to come back, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I still think what they really need just are better writers, and I wouldn't blame her if she did end up leaving because of the writers, because they just were so all over the place.
Yeah, but if you got a brand new, if it's your first jump into being a lead character, you got to deal with stuff.
Growing pains. Your first season's always going to have growing pains. Very rarely does the first season of any show just magically just click into place and everything's fantastic and, you know, you're springing up pots of gold everywhere. You know, you're going to have hits and bumps and, you know, some issues to deal with. It's an interesting concept because it leaves storylines. What are they going to do with some of the characters that were direct, like her sister, that are directly tied to that character? Are they going to phase those characters out? Are they going to leave them in?
According to the creator, they're going to continue using her as a main storyline, but instead of dealing with Kate Kane, which is what Ruby Rose played, she's going to be dealing with Kate Kane's stepsister, because they're creating a dynamic there. So that's how they're going to be able to continue using her, because the girl that they're bringing, the character they're bringing in, her name is Ryan Wilder. This was the post for the performers to audition to. She's likable, messy, a little goofy, and untamed. With no one in her life to keep her on track, Ryan spent, get out of their ad, years as a drug runner dodging the GCPD and masking her pain with bad habits. Today, reformed and sober, Ryan lives in a van with her plant.
I didn't like any of the description that you just said, because you start off with like likable, goofy, untamed, blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly she's like a drug runner, psychopath, sociopath. It's like none of those two add up together.
She lives in a van with her plant, okay?
The only thing that would have made it better is if she lived in a van
down by the river.
I live in a van down by the river.
I was waiting for it. I was setting something up. She's a girl who would steal milk from an alley cat and could also kill you with her bare hands. Ryan is the most dangerous type of fighter, highly skilled, wildly disciplined, an out lesbian, athletic, raw, passionate, fallible, and very much not your stereotypical all-American hero. That's the character they're replacing Kate Kane with.
I mean, if they do it right, it could be interesting. But again, I think you might, on that kind of character level where it's you're going to have that kind of duality, is the CW the right fit for that kind of character? Because they have to toe, you have to toe this line between light and dark on the CW, you know, because you have to try to keep it as family friendly as possible. Although with some of the crap that I've seen them do on Riverdale, which I don't watch anymore because that show went off the wall crazy, they could do it, because they did some really nasty dark crap on Riverdale with some of the characters, and it's just like, so they could pull it off if they have the right writers and if they cast the right person and it all kind of fits, you know.
Anybody else have any thoughts on it? Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I think CW is the right fit for it, but I think it's the only one that's the right fit for it, honestly.
Yeah.
I think the way they're recasting the role is I think the way they're recasting the role is probably the best possible take they could have on it. It works perfectly for comics. They often have different people take up the mantle of the same superhero. There's a long tradition of it. And in the situation they're put in with her quitting, Ruby Rose quitting, yeah, I think they're making the best of the situation with the way they're picking the pieces up. Whether it'll turn out good or not, you know, we'll have to see. But I think the plan is good. Good game plan.
Well, it's the only game plan they really have, to be perfectly honest. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to recap that woman without...
They could just put a completely different person and pretend like it was the same person.
Yeah,
plenty of times.
How many times have you seen totally new actors in a role from... Back in Bewitched, you know?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It happens. It's lame.
Yeah, it does happen. But however, you're talking about the number one character of the show. A lot of the shows you mentioned before, they weren't the number one or primary character. They might have been a secondary or, like an important secondary, but they weren't the main person. So now what you're going to do is they're going to have to come up with some kind of an idea of what happens to her, because she's not going to show up in the first episode. She's going to magically disappear out of nowhere. Maybe Batman called her on an assignment.
She's going to do what the whole storyline for Batman has been for this entire time. Batman disappeared. He went off on his own little thing. She's going to just go do the same thing. She's going to be like,
You're telling me Batwoman is mysteriously disappearing, and now we're getting ex-crackhead reform living in a van down by a river.
I live in a van down by the river.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, and as much as they do that in comic books, at least they don't do it after the first two comics. They give it 5 years, 6 years, whatever.
They got to
It's not their fault, because you know, Ruby Rose jumped out. However, I think they're delaying the inevitable. I don't think it'll last the second season.
We'll see. I mean, I said that about the new Charmed, and they got renewed for a third season. So, you know, clearly people are smoking the crack pipe over there.
Wait, Charmed is back?
Oh, my God. Don't.
That's enough said.
Do not get me started.
We're going to have a new right here. Let's be real. DC just needs to transition to a cartoon and kill their live-action garbage fires they keep throwing out there. Cannon Fodder says DC sounds like it's a mess. Squirrel Boy says DC is a mess.
I still love The Flash, and the cast of The Flash is still solid. Specifically
the shows that are still done well. I think he means the shows that Batwoman started off really badly. It didn't get much better. I mean, there was some improvement on it, but it didn't do what it's the hope was.
It stumbled
big time. And I think the next one that they're looking to do with the Green Arrow and the Canaries, I think will stumble as well. And rather than do those, stick to the tried and true that's working for them with what they've done with the Flash, with what they did at the beginning with Green Arrow. With mm-hmm. Legends of Tomorrow is its own little thing, but I mean the goofiness of it, it's its own thing.
The smartest thing that they did was they embraced their goofiness, and it works. Mm-hmm. The cast has a goofy quality, the characters that they have in there. And once because the first season was really good in that serious vibe that they had, but then the second season they tried to do the balance and it didn't work. And then they just said, all right, we're gonna go completely opposite and we're gonna be the goofballs.
Full on satire show, and it's great.
And it's fantastic. Yeah. It's probably my favorite. Balanced with the Flash out in the
Black Knight has done well as well. So I mean, there is shows that are good with it, but once instead of what you're saying, renewing Charmed, instead of trying to stretch this out, if something doesn't hit, drop it. Because we talk about this every month on what the upfronts with all the new pilots ordered, they can have new shows made, and they can go back to the drawing board and do a different show or something. I mean, after Firefly got canceled after one season, CW, you can cancel a show after one season. People aren't going to be 100% mad at you after all the stuff you've already canceled.
You'll catch some
people
flack.
Still mad about Firefly.
Yeah, because it was a great show, but CW keeps trying to extend their shows that aren't great.
Yeah,
Okay, sorry, on my tangent there. Anybody else have any other thoughts?
Well, I'm just going to throw in Squirrel Boy. He thinks I'm going to defend DC. I'm not going to defend DC for anything. She jumped the show. They have to pick up the pieces. However, I agree with Mess. Rather than pick up the pieces, just turn it into something else. Come up with a new show. Ditch it. Like, I'm sure they could easily go in with the Arrowverse and sit there and say, the first episode of whatever new season, whoever's Flash or whoever's doing the thing now, all reports Batwoman's disappeared or Batwoman got killed or whatever it is, and they could just ditch the show altogether because it didn't seem like they had that much of a fan base to begin with, and it wasn't really tying in with the Arrowverse itself. I can't speak for it. I can only tell you what I read in articles because I never watched the actual season or anything because I haven't had cable forever and a day. But reading all the reviews and reading everything about it, it just didn't seem like it fit into the Arrowverse, and it wasn't happening.
The first season on HBO Max. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
But no, I do agree.
First and only season.
Jack says Firefly being canceled is a war crime. Cannon Fodder said it was a tragedy. I agree with this.
That's Fox, though.
That's what I'm saying is, if something that good can get canceled after one season, you can cancel the bad shows, CW. I know you're not Fox, but you can do it. It's okay. You're allowed to cancel the bad shows. Don't try and stretch them out.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I'm trying to say. All right. Yeah. Sorry.
I want to mention one last thing for you guys, just in case. CW, close to the camera here. If you want to see what this is going to end up like, watch the original Battlestar Galactica series back in 1979. All right, and then wait a year and then watch season two that only lasted 4 episodes, and you'll see what will happen to your precious Batwoman show. Continue.
Okay, on to the next story. This was brought to us by Nudie Rudy from newatlas.com. I got to say where we're getting our sources from on stuff. So if these sources stole it from somebody else, I apologize. That's their fault for not mentioning where it's from. But New Atlas brought up the new – this is our science story for the week. Black nitrogen.
Science!
Researchers at the University of Beirut have created a form of nitrogen that's never been seen before. They nicknamed it black nitrogen. The new substance is crystalline. Occurs in two-dimensional sheets and is useful for advanced electronics, potentially, eventually. But the big thing with this is it kind of flipped the periodic table on its head because periodic tables are known. I'm not good at explaining this. Do you want to explain it, Nudie Rudy? The allotropes and stuff?
Yeah, well, actually, it really confirms the periodic table more than anything. The fact that there should have been something like black nitrogen based on the way the periodic table is set up. That's one of the beautiful things about the periodic table is, and if you don't know from knowing chemistry that well, the periodic table is set in that specific pattern, that specific way, for very specific reasons. Certain columns, the alkaline earth metals, the noble gases, are your different ends. They're in those columns for a particular reason, because those elements have very similar things, like how many electrons are in their valence shells and how they interact with other elements and things of that sort. So the fact that this black nitrogen should have existed and was based on just the structure of the periodic table, that there should have been something in nitrogen's place that acted like some of the things that are lower down in the same column in the periodic table, but they'd never found it. And now they just discovered it, I think, is the coolest part of it. The fact that, you know, science marches on, but all these basic assumptions we have, you know, are being able to be borne out by new research. So it's cool how they're able to get the black nitrogen with the amazing amount of pressure and heat they had to put it under to actually, you know, have this come out, and just the pure theoretical applications of it, that someday if they're able to get it to be stable at lower pressures and temperatures, it could be a new type of graphene or something they were talking about that could be have some amazing properties. So
I think it's kind of suspect. This came out right about now, right at the end of season one of Mandalorian with the black saber. Seriously? That's suspect right there. That's what that is.
Maybe some Beskar nitrogen?
Mm-hmm.
To what it explained about what Nudirudi was saying, nitrogen only had one allotrope, dinitrogen, and
dinitrogen.
Dinitrogen. I could have said dinit Rogan.
And he'd be like, well, we don't use that on this cast, see?
And it says it didn't have any that resemble heavier elements in its group, which always made it weird because it was the only one. To create this new form of black nitrogen, they expose the nitrogen to extreme heat and pressure, pressed together between two diamonds to 1.4 million atmospheres of pressure at over 4,000 degrees Celsius. Under those extreme conditions, the nitrogen took on a structure that had never been seen, but which still looked familiar. And they used X-rays to look at it. It formed a crystalline two-dimensional layer, cross-linked in a zigzag pattern. So it has good conductivity, but then it falls apart. It's very similar to black phosphorus, and that's where.
Can we just get our flying cars all ready, for God's sake? Can we get the flying cars? This is crap. All right, we're dealing with all this stuff. We're creating new elements. Give me a flying car.
Elon's going on a diversion now. He wants underground cars first, then the flying cars. You got to wait. He's working on the tunnels first, man. Who else is going to do it for you?
In the chat room.
Wait for Elon to get to it.
In the chat room. Squirrel Boy Nemo, hold up. Is this like inverse elements, like dark matter and shit? Yes, Cannon Fodder. Sometimes you come to this podcast to learn stuff.
That's not my part of the show. That's all I gotta tell you. I do that on the side.
Squirrel Boy Nemo, don't forget Borin, Rudy. Boring. What I can't pronounce stuff properly. You guys know this.
It's been week three, so we gotta start correcting you now, right?
Just because I shave doesn't mean all of a sudden my lips work properly all of a sudden.
Or your brain matter goes up. All right.
Cannon Fodder said most likely it'll be used for quantum computers. They were saying like maybe in phones and stuff, but they got to get it to be able to stay substantial. And then black lithium is lithium ion is what Squirrel Boy Nemo said. Did you guys have any thoughts about it, Nick or Super?
Dark Saber. It'll probably be cool, you know, 20 years from now when it actually makes it into mainstream technology. But as of right now, it's like not relevant to the rest of us, you know. It's just one more thing they're experimenting with that feels like it's going to go somewhere cool and then never goes anywhere cool.
It's already somewhere cool. It's already showing.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see.
I'll leave it when I see it in my next phone, I guess.
go ahead, Nick.
I said I'm really interested to see how it's going to be used in the future and like. Just the ins and outs of how it works to make something work, because that's one of the things that I haven't been able to research yet, as far as how that black nitrogen is going to be a component and what it does to make the phone work faster.
Better. Yeah, like why is it going to be better?
Like how does it make it better? And that's something I definitely am going to be interested in reading on how it does that.
Yeah.
Squirrel Boy Nemo, to your response about 20 years, Super says, you know it's going to take longer than that. We've been hoping for graphene for like 50 years.
Yeah, there you go.
And then what happens when you throw it in water? I want to see bigger explosions. Jesus. Yeah, and plus, even if we make it to 20 years, because this Saturday that giant asteroid might take a left at Albuquerque and destroy us all. So.
I mean, you never know. Like, honestly, the way 2020 has gone, I'm just waiting for the headline, the dinosaurs are here. Like, seriously.
Nice Bugs Bunny poll there, too. Looney Tunes callback. I like it. Mm-hmm. Take left at Albuquerque. Nice.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about my shaving my beard. I look like Yosemite Sam when his beard...
No, you
his,
don't.
...with dash runs away.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No.
What? You do? Are you the one that looks like...
Nope. I know that when the beard and the goatee come off... I look strange. I look like I'm like 21 years old all over again.
Yosemite Sam looks strange when his mustache runs away, going, ay, 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 ay.
You with your beard off, it just looks foul. Like, you it should not be true. It's not happening, man. It's...
I have been told my entire life that I have the face built for a goatee or a beard, so this is just proving it.
Face built for radio.
Gossamer after he got shaved.
Oh, thank you. Face, ooh. A face that a mother would love, right?
a blind mother with no hands. I can't feel.
Oh, is my mom Helen Keller all of a sudden?
Without hands, because she can't picture that, man. It's like, Deadpool, it's like an avocado. I had sex with another avocado.
At least I don't look like the back end of a potato.
Okay? I still don't know which end is the back end.
The one you pull the pieces out to put the eyeballs and the nose on. What the hell? Okay. Everyone knows that one.
Moving on. Next topic. So with all the quarantining and the COVID, all the poor graduates, the high school graduates this year, didn't get to go to their graduation. Well, the San Dimas High graduates got a
San Dimas High School football rules.
Yes. They got a really most excellent message, because Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter sent a message to the San Dimas High graduates to be most excellent to each other and party on, because that's where Bill and Ted went to high school, was San Dimas High. Yes.
Excellent.
What do you guys think about Keanu and Alex Winter sending a message to the San Dimas High students for their graduation?
Freaking awesome. Freaking awesome. I mean, that just shows the humility level of an actor like Keanu Reeves. He didn't have to do that. That was out of the blue. Him and Alex Winter could have been making their movie. Everyone's excited about seeing it. But no, they took a couple minutes and they did their thing. And that was awesome. That was truly epic. And it's it also is a good way to remind us that FedEx number 3 will be coming out whenever COVID's done.
But it's still awesome. It might get pushed to streaming only, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, that would suck, but it would still be out, so I wouldn't really care. I wish more celebs were doing stuff like this during, you know, the quarantine and everything. I mean, I know there's a lot out there. I mean, celebs are doing what they can to keep everyone entertained, but I thought it was cool.
Not, you know, I put that on the level of The Rock. You know, The Rock has been doing a lot of stuff lately, too. I think those guys, they found it and they hit it out of the park. That, could you imagine if you were a senior on your virtual graduation, all of a sudden that video comes up? Dude, I would be freaking rocking it right there. That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing, too. I mean, it just kind of shows, I mean, just them as people. We all know Keanu Reeves is a great human being, but knowing that these seniors, I mean, especially these seniors that didn't get to finish up their careers in baseball or any of the other spring sports, didn't get to finish their careers there. People didn't get to do their dances and whatnot, didn't get to finish up their clubs and activities and whatever else you do in high school, because it's been so long, I don't remember. But it's just a really cool thing to do to let them know. It's like, hey, we're gonna take time out of our day to say congrats, and that's just something really cool that you don't see every day.
Nice. Yeah, Squirrel Boy, it was most excellent to be real. If they didn't, it would have been truly bogus.
Yeah, exactly.
Both movies caught on that one. That's awesome.
And Jack dropped a link to The Rock's prom request of how great that was.
That
and
was awesome.
There's a link to that on YouTube.
Yeah. I saw another one.
What?
I'm trying to remember what celebrity it was on Twitter. I'm blanking, but it was very similar to the prom request. It wasn't Ryan Reynolds. I know Ryan Reynolds does a lot of stuff like that, but it wasn't Ryan Reynolds. Oh, it was Matthew Lillard. Matthew Lillard has been interacting with a lot of fans, and I guess someone on Twitter was catching a lot of heat, and so she saying that she wanted to bring Shaggy as her date to the prom, and she was sad that she couldn't do like a, you know how they always ask like with Ryan Reynolds, or you bring the cutouts or whatever to mm-hmm. bring their prom date, and he saw it on Twitter and was interacting with her. It was awesome. I like that guy.
I thought
he was Scooby.
Yeah.
I thought the video from Keanu and Alex was really cool. I wish they would have done a little bit more into the Bill and Ted characters, because they were just, I'm Keanu Reeves and I'm Alex Winters,
and we are the Wild Stallions.
As full. They weren't as like I wanted more behind it. I don't know, but it was cool that they did it. But I just wanted,
I wanted more in character.
I see that, yeah. But I think, and I call me wrong or whatever, I think that was a Keanu move though, because it just seemed like to me, if you would have went full on Bill and Ted, I think it would take away from the actual message that they were trying to pull off. That just seemed like a Keanu move right there, where he's like, let's do this, but let's put it on them, not us.
Yeah, I get that. Ruru 2 joins us in the chat room and says, is he the guy that humped the pie? No, that's from American Pie. That's a different actor.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine him doing one for high school?
Matthew Lillard is Shaggy now and does all the voices.
Scream. I guess the closest movie that you could say that he did that was like American Pie, that was like a total dude movie, was Without a Paddle, that he did with Dax Shepard and Seth Green, because it was such guy humor.
The terrible movie version of Wing Commander. Yeah.
Yes. And to be honest, that movie, I actually love that movie. And if he's ever in Vegas Con again, I'm totally doing it Without a Paddle. Photo op. No,
I thought you were going to say Wing Commander.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. Now let's let that one go, buddy.
So, if he's ever in Vegas, I'm doing a Wing Commander cosplay.
he is actually a super nice guy. Super nice to meet in person. If you ever get a chance to go to a Comic-Con and you get to meet him, take the opportunity. He's amazing in person.
Rutu says we look so weird without the beards. Yes, it's because you haven't seen us for 4 years. I've had facial hair, but I've had to shave it for work.
Hey, could you imagine just thinking if they could do one other kind of cameo for high school, and that would be the cast from American Pie, like the ones like he's now a baker, so he did a pie and now he makes them. Stifler comes back. Come on, that would be genius.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be an American Pie reunion movie at some point.
They've already done that one, but
Well, they have to have the 20 year and then the 50 year reunion. So I'm sure they'll do it.
Oh my God, the 50.
Three ones that are still alive with their walkers.
I don't think kids know what American Pie is anymore.
Well, I want to know about all these high school graduates this year, the 2020 graduates. For their 5 year and 10 year reunions, are they going to actually be in person, or are they going to do them all digital? Yeah,
just a virtual reunion.
Just all virtual.
Feel like it's
a Zoom meeting. Here's your code.
Let's move on to our last two stories of this week. This is somebody's got to talk about it.
We need to talk.
You talking to me?
Oh my God! Who told you?
Have you told anyone else about this?
What you talking about?
Look who's talking.
Somebody's got to talk about is the weird, the strange, the odd stories that we find out there that we decide, hey, somebody's got to talk about it. These both have to deal with food. One, getting your meat is the first one, because if you need your meat at 2 a.m, got to get that cut, that right cut of steak.
That's where you got to play that one old song. You can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat.
There's a butcher in Rochester, New York that put up a 24-hour vending machine, and the response is fantastic, he says. He has to refill it 4 to 5 times a day. What do you guys think about getting a 24-hour vending machine to go get your proper cuts of meat?
Gotta get that pork butt booty call.
I mean, on one hand, it's cool because it's contactless. You don't have to interact with anyone. It's sanitary in that sense, as long as you're having someone wipe down the machine. On the other hand, can that thing really stay cold enough on the inside to keep your meat at the proper refrigeration temperature? That's what I would be worried about, in all honesty. You know,
are they properly putting a wrap on the meat? You know,
I mean, are they wrapping it? Yet? Are they? I mean, I would be very. I mean, I don't even want to eat sure like a pizza meat. Pocket out of those vending machines that you get at work.
Your meat having any strange discharge if you didn't.
No. But you know, like those weird vending machines that you have in all corporate offices where it's like they got the sandwich that you don't know how long it's been there. That's kind of what I would be worried about too, is like, okay, how often is this meat getting rotated out? Is it, you know, so I would probably take a pass. And also was this not originated in Japan
from a brothel free farm.
Now, okay. Now the kind of segue off for point, I don't think these meat machines will be in just random places. I think they'll be outside of it, like either a grocery store or a butcher's shop, some place that specializes in carrying that meat. And they stock it consistently. I don't think it's going to be like out in the middle of nowhere.
24 hours a day from a vending machine.
Building to where it's seriously.
Do you want to go to your 7-Eleven mystery meat?
I think I got cut out, but I'm hoping that that meat was slaughtered from cows that were not at a brothel-free farm or at a brothel-free farm, because I don't want to have any extras coming with that meat. You know what I'm saying?
In the chat room, Getting Your Meat is another podcast, according to Cannon Fodder. Swarboy Nemo, I have an idea. What if Amazon Delivery and the Boring Company Underground Tubes made a joint venture to start tube delivering all food straight to your house? That'd be cool. Ruru2 says, I'm sure it'll be safer than 7-Eleven hot dogs. And Swarboy says, beep, boop, bop, my meat hole plops out on my table. Yeah. Oh, so
I can imagine opening up the tube and getting slapped in the face with a steak.
So if you're trying to decide, like, if you're watching this later, I'll put up a picture of the meat vending machine, but if you're trying to decide, figure out what the meat vending machine looks like, it's the vending machines that you go and get a sandwich out of, those ones that you hold the button down and it keeps turning, and then
just
you go
bigger.
There's the questionable, as Nudie Rudy said, the questionable egg salad sandwich that I want, and you choose that one and you open up the door, and that's the vending machine that they're using for it.
Cannon Fodder chat room. Hopefully it's not sponsored by Taco Bell, because I don't trust the meat from their vending machines.
No.
Cannon, I was about to say, that's not really meat, dude. Yeah.
If there was a taco vending machine, you know that thing would be sold out all the time.
You know, Taco Bell meat.
That's a great idea.
Not a sponsor.
Oh, absolutely.
It's probably the leftovers from the hot dog meat that wasn't used to make the hot dog.
A donut vending machine to put in office buildings.
Well, they have cupcake vending machines, so you could do donuts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Sprinkles, the idea of Sprinkles donuts. Was. They actually have cupcake vending machines all over L.A.
Yeah, Sprinkles cupcakes are barely edible anyways. So.
You know what? I would love to get a tri-tip right next to a cupcake. There you go. It works.
Yeah.
Yes, the meat is not pre-cooked. It is raw meat in there. So
that's why it would have to be near a grocery store, or it'd have to be near a butcher shop. Like, you couldn't put it out in a random spot.
You can't put it next to the shoe donation box in front of an elementary school? What?
They wouldn't be able to restock it. It'd just be all the stuff would be sitting there.
There'd be a little time and date stamp on
each. That's when you get discharged.
So wait a sec. So now when you go to Walmart, you'll have a soda machine, a red box machine, and a meat dispenser.
The aged beef is the beef that got left in the vending machine for more than 12 hours.
That would be the meat that would go to the Tiger King Zoo. Come on.
And I would love to see a bacon vending machine with Ron Swanson's face on it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. In the chat room, they really want an automat because everybody's talking about who invented it. We need to bring them back. They were just invented. Ruru2 says it'll be fine, just a bit of food poisoning. And Cannon Fodder wants a food replicator and the drive around in a refrigerator tuck with prepacked meat to restock it. Yeah, that would be your job. That'd be a new job to replace some of the unemployment. Is your
What do you do for a living? I pack meat.
No, I drive my meat around and pack it.
Jesus.
Okay. Last thing.
A meat packer.
I pack my meat in the machine, and then other people pay for my meat.
I don't even have to be there when
they like serve. They like my tri-tip.
They choose, they choose the cut they like. I sell meat and meat accessories. Yes, Ruru too. That's it right there. I sell meat and meat accessories.
Nice.
Wait. Hold on a sec. Before you go, we have to mute our mics because Squirrel Boy Nemo redeemed the Super Whovian rant, and he wants to rant about the meat vendor. Let's go. It's all you.
About a meat vendor? What do you mean?
He just needs you to rant about a meat vending machine, I think is what he says. I want to rant about this. So give us meat vending machines. 60 seconds.
Jerry Jones.
You how to rant. I can teach you how to rant.
I can't stand it.
It doesn't work that way, you know, like, so make it realistic. I mean, they were enjoyable to a point, but were they fantastic? By no means, no. I mean, I've seen worse movies, we're not gonna lie.
And I'm like, well, she spoke. She may have lived somewhere. Someone slid on a pole, and there was a plane.
And now, another nerd rant with Super Whovian Freak.
I mean, I understand the concept behind it, and as long as you follow proper protocol, I think it could work. But yeah, I would worry that people are going to see this as an opportunity. They're going to start putting vending machines out everywhere, and you're gonna have an issue with quality, and you're gonna have people start getting sick, and So it could be a good idea, but it could completely spiral out of control. I'm not going to lie, though, because I didn't read the articles when you first sent it, first added me to the group or whatever. I honestly thought this originated in Japan because it was so weird. And, you know, they have underwear vending machines in Japan. And, you know, and then my brain went to a really uncomfortable place with, you know, meat machines and underwear. And I was just like, all right, that's the topic we're not going to go down. And so I quickly just put everything away and didn't look at it until about an hour before the chat. And then I was like, oh, okay, this started in like New York. And so it was odd. I have issues with vending machines as a whole. I don't like anything that's just not prepackaged, like chips, soda, candy, anything like that. That's the only thing I get from vending machine. Yeah.
All right. Why she was ranting, I came up with my own vending machine. Got Oregon Trail meat vending machine. You will not die of dysentery.
I would never get sushi from a vending machine. Are you kidding me? No.
Ruru2 says it would be like Japan, where they do have meat vending machines.
They do.
They have sushi vending machines.
Too far off.
There's a gun vending machine in South Africa. Wow. Okay.
Of course there is. Because
right next to the vibranium?
Well,
there's a vibranium machine.
You gotta get the black diamond somehow. So, okay. Let's move on to our last. Somebody's gotta talk about it. And that's the crazy things that restaurants are doing to promote self
distancing.
Distancing. My brain is not functioning now. So these popped up on Twitter.
You're definitely 3 weeks in. All right. Good job.
I'm 3 weeks in now. Yeah. These popped up on Twitter. I thought it was kind of funny. We got to talk about some of these things on how they're promoting self-distancing. First and foremost, in Bangkok, Thailand, they are putting dinosaurs at your table with you, but they're paper box dinosaurs. Yeah, what do you guys think on this one? I'm going to keep going through them.
Is that a dinosaur or is that a Kleenex dispenser? What the what am I looking at right there? Seriously, I couldn't have lunch next to that shit.
It's Puff the Social Distancing Dragon.
Are there armholes on the side of that? Does someone actually sit there?
That's what it looks like, yeah.
And then they feed themselves through the mouth? Is that what's going on?
I don't understand that.
See, I didn't get a chance to look at all these pictures, but holy crap balls.
All right.
That would scare me.
Anybody else have any thoughts about sharing with a paper box dinosaur?
What is the purpose of it? Is it just to prevent someone from
enforce
sitting on the other
distancing.
Side?
It's to enforce social distancing. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. So, you don't have to sit with a paper box dinosaur. You can sit with a teddy bear. if you guys see that one. So that they're putting teddy bears in the seats to giant teddy bear.
As long as it's actually Ted, because if it's Ted, I'm down. I am so down. I want Ted sitting next to me in a restaurant.
Well, they don't look. It's just a giant teddy bear. Where is this at? This is a Honey Salt, a farm to table restaurant in Summerlin, Las Vegas.
It's not a bad idea. It's better than having empty seats, to be honest. It's something fun. It's something kitschy.
Now, since you said that's in Las Vegas, I'm telling you that's a slot machine.
Now, this is my favorite one. Yeah. And this is the bumper bars. So there are people in the middle of like a bumper. Their tables are like bumper cars to walk around and bump into each other, but keep each other 6 feet apart from each other.
Oh yeah, I don't see a fight there after four beers. No, no, it's great. No fight.
This is at Fishtails in Ocean City, Maryland. They're basically, what are they, giant inner tubes that they put around?
Yeah, they're in giant inner tubes. That would be cool for like 5 minutes, but then I would want to actually like sit down and eat my food. I hate standing and eating.
The bigger concern is when you got to go to the bathroom. How do you?
Yeah, exactly.
Just let it go, man. Just let it go.
There's a device in that tube.
They give you a catheter.
But yeah, well, like, how do you get in and out of that? I don't understand. I can't tell on there. Is there something that, like,
you just crawl underneath?
I guess so. Yeah.
Especially since it's on the East Coast, it's all good until the clam chowder gets spilled.
This is where it gets weird. These are the blow-up dolls that they're putting that you can actually sit with at your tables too if you're dining alone.
Okay, are those dolls like creepy representations of the picture in the background? Because
no, they're just blow up dolls.
Just creepy.
Sex dolls. Sitting at a table. Just straight up cheap.
That's creepy.
They don't have the mouths open, so they're not necessarily those type of blow up
dolls. I was about to say it's a cheap date with a potential happy ending, but you know.
Creepy. Pass.
I mean, here's the dining alone with the hey, if you feel by yourself. We have a table with other blow-up dolls to sit at.
You know what? That's probably me in 30 years, bro. Seriously, that's probably me in 30 years.
Yeah, next year. See,
I got a date.
They purchased the dolls from Amazon. this is in South Carolina. So they bought 10 dolls, 5 male and 5 female, and they dressed them in summer clothing. And placed them around to keep the social distance amongst them.
Squirrel Boy wants to put a French fry in their mouth. I don't know if it's to simulate smoking or something, but there you go.
You can always step it up
with
this fine dining establishment and their mannequins. This That's is creepy. In Little Washington, in Washington, Virginia. They place mannequins dressed in 1940s fashions into their fine dining establishment too.
That one up close looks like the vintage duds, you know.
That one up close looks like Ryan Gosling with eye black on, which is pretty much how he acts, like a mannequin.
Yeah.
We have the greenhouses as well.
I've seen those. Those are cool.
I think this one's kind of cool. The greenhouses. Where's this at? This is. I can't find out where it's at.
I know it's not telling you. It's actually a secret television show challenge where the person that finishes last gets a trap door opens up and they fall in the water. And there's sharks there.
Amsterdam, by the way, Wes.
Is that where it's Amsterdam? Okay. Amsterdam. Yeah, it's not popping up on here for some reason. Well, I won't be able to go there anytime soon. Let's see. What else do we got here? We've got, shower curtains. So, but these wheel around. So, you know, if you sneeze.
Yeah, it's about the jankiest one so far.
That's the classroom of the future right there. I'm just letting you know.
This is at Twisted Citrus in North Canton, Ohio. Our next one. Oh, this is my favorite outside of the bumper cars. Burger King in Germany. That is a crown.
Can they fit through the door?
6 feet away.
What if one of them's not wearing a crown?
Exactly. It's only proper social distance if you got two crowns. Otherwise, you're too close. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. With a pair of crowns, okay, you're 6 feet. Otherwise,
exactly. That's what everybody has to wear a crown.
How the hell are you going to go to the bathroom in that thing?
In the
stand nice far back in the urinal and get some good
between bumper bars and crowns. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Is how
it's easy for guys in that situation. It's shoot name. The ladies, on the other hand, they're going to have a problem.
You could also sit with a nice little panda instead of a big giant teddy bear. Not much different than a teddy bear.
Does that one know kung fu?
We have another. We also have more dolls.
Oh,
so you see dolls
that's creepy.
Reading the newspaper. So, and that then is this creepy. Is the last one. If you're a fan of Harry Carey, all in his glory, you get a bunch of paper cut Harry Careys to go sit and enjoy your Chicago stuff with.
Now it'd be a bonus if they sang "Take Me Out to the Ball Game."
That would be I want them all to have like voice box buttons on them. Like, hi, this is Harry Carey.
Sweet.
Yeah, this is at Carey's Restaurant Group. So
that's cool. That is actually the less creepy of them, to be honest with you. That actually goes with everything.
The cardboard cutouts. That does it for you.
Yeah, well, at least it goes with the theme. All the other ones, I mean, you got like the last one with the mannequin lady reading the newspaper looked like they sewed someone's face on there. So you got Silence of the Lambs going on there.
The pandas were cute, and they were a good theme.
The pandas were cool. Yeah, the pandas were all right. But then, you know, just those mannequins and the sex dolls. Like, seriously, man, that's a single man's or single person's, future right there, apparently, you know? Jeez Louise.
So that's how they're promoting. Could you guys think of a different way to promote social distancing? I mean, the restaurant I went to, they just took the freaking bar seats out. So
a bar seats if you were out. Yeah, no in happy a booth hour at the
and it was
bar.
Two people, they had to sit next to each other. No, they took the actual booth seats out. Tasers is what Scrollboy Nemo says. So if you were two people, you had to sit next to each other in the booth, but any other fun ideas?
You know what? I was thinking about it, but Squirrel Boy just lit the fire in my head. Taser seats. Okay. So you have one person sit down at the bar, and the next two seats around them are now tasered. So when someone sits on them, and they're out, you know, that works perfect.
Or what about just, you know, blocking and going every other booth so that way you can sit apart from each other? Because I don't know about you, but if I'm out of
fun ways, super,
much more practical.
You're trying to be all like real and stuff, man. Are you on the hustle? You know,
fun ways, man. I don't know. Let them all float in 6 foot tall inner tubes. I think they were doing that at swim up bars. They had
Bubble Boy style.
Yeah.
Bubble Boy costumes.
Hamster balls.
Everybody gets a Bubble Boy when they go into the place.
Oh my god. That'll turn into one of those what's the sport they have with the ball, the soccer and they run at each other with those things on? That'd be awesome. I'd down for that.
Everyone could wear space suits at a milkshake bar and just have a little straw that goes through and you can
maybe we can get Elon Musk to make all those outfits for us and space stuff as we walk around. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We can all look cool in our tuxedo.
You just get
uniform.
A little visor, little bit of the visor that goes up so you can drink your milkshake.
And I like how you bring it back.
Why is it all?
That's exactly what it is. You need the milkshake straw for my drink the milkshake. There's your 6 feet separation. Everybody gets that long freaking straw. Oh God. I'm not saying it again, Squirrel Boy. Not if you don't give me something for a reason for saying it.
Well, no, he said something that you need to have urinals for the tasers.
Yeah, but he also said the name that only gets said
if there's a reason.
I don't think that he's going to help social distance unless he's going to make people run out.
I mean, he could.
Yeah, it depends on which character you have going on for him, you know.
Instead of Harry Carey.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you get his character from
each movie, you can get each movie. You know, I want the face-off character, the Nick Cage face-off character. That's the one I want next to me.
All right, that's the show.
There you go, Squirrel. I got you, buddy. I have you. Thank you for showing up 5 minutes late, but we love you anyways.
That's this week's cast. Thank you guys for joining us. We will be back next Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Let's talk about where you can follow everybody outside of this cast. Masonic Vader, where can people follow you?
Well, you can follow me at MasonicVader71 on the PlayStation Network. Please send me a little note if you're following me. Just let me know you see me on the cast so I know the like you versus someone trying to send me random, hey, you want to hook up meetings? And then Masonic Vader on – well, you've never had those before? You never got an invite from someone on PlayStation where they're like, hey, I got some pictures for you? It happens all the time. Shit.
Sure. I'll take your word for it.
All right. And Masonic Vader on Twitter.
Nudie Rudy, where can people follow you outside this cast?
Hi. You guys can follow me at Nudie Rudy on Instagram, on Twitter, and on PlayStation Network. Look forward to seeing you there.
And what about, do we have Nick? Do we have Raider here?
He's muted.
He's muted.
I'm here until Nick. I get kicked off again.
Nick, where can people follow you?
You can find me at Raider0314. At places and network as well as Twitter.
Nice. And Super, where can people follow you outside of this cast?
Well, I'm a little bit in hiding right now, but you can follow me at SuperHoovyAndNut on Twitter, and you can follow me on Instagram at SuperHoovyAndFreak.
If you guys want to follow this cast, you can look us up on our website, malice-corp.com. On Twitter at Malice Corp, on Twitter for the podcast, specifically at All Nerds Podcast, on Facebook. Join the group. Come interact with us. Come have fun. Hey, if you want to share when you're streaming, Cannon Fodder does that all the time on our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/AllThingsNerdPodcast. We'd appreciate you guys coming in and joining us over there 24 hours a day, anytime, to chit chat and talk about things. If you want to follow me, you can follow me on Instagram at Messed 5150 or on Twitter at Messed_MaliceCorp. And as always, like I said, here every Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m.
Pacific
Eastern.
Daylight time.
It switches back and forth. So I'm just saying PT.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah, we're always here on Fridays for the most part. So come interact with us. Come interact with Masonic Vader on the weekends as he plays whatever games he plays. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for being a part of the show. You keep nerding on, and we will see you next Friday.
Just make sure to wrap your meat before you play those games.
Fully protected.